Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Gimel, mitzvah 593, as we keep marching here in Kisetze in the last 21 mitzvos of the mitzvah shir. Says the Torah, relating to the mitzvah of Shechecha. This is the second mitzvah relating to Shechecha. Yesterday we did the mitzvah's Aseh of leaving over the bundle. After I remember, I recognize that I left it there, I have to leave it there. And then the Los Aseh of going back to get it. Says the Torah right here, let's read it again. When I cut the ketzir, when you cut the ketzir of your field, which Chazal Darshan is only your field, not if you cut somebody else's field, and you forget the omer, the bundles in the field, you cannot go back to get it. Lager layasom v'lo almanayi, it should be for all the needy people. L'mani v'recha Hashem l'kecha b'chol ma'asi yadecha. So Hashem gives you brachas in all your ma'asi yadayim. Kisach v'zeischa lo sefer acharecha. Same idea, don't take the edges. This might be, Rashi says, it refers to peah for an elon. Acharecha is a reference to shechecha, even by olives. Lager layasom almanayi, kisif zar karmecha, and the same thing by a vineyard. Lo salal acharecha. There too, the word acharecha is alluding to shechecha, and on all of these, vizacharta, you shall remember, says the Torah. Ki evad yisav eretz Mitzrayim, you are avadim in Mitzrayim, alkeinu nochi mitzavcha laso, says the Torah. Therefore, I command you to do this thing. It's fascinating, so I could have mentioned this yesterday, about many, many mitzvahs in the Torah, but if you think about it, there is no other legal system in the world that mandates kindness. It's mandated. Amazing. I'm plowing my field. I bundle my field. And I put all the bundles on a truck. And I happen to leave two bundles in the field. And I'm going back. I'm like, oh! As I loaded everything up already. And as I'm going back around, I happen to look at the field. I see two bundles. Oh, I forgot two bundles. I have to leave it there. I'm not allowed to take it? What does that mean? And the legal system would say, it's yours. It's on my field. I bundled it. So I forgot it for a little while. Okay, but now I remembered it. It never left my rishus. Comes along the Torah and says, leave it. You have to leave it, it's a mitzvah, and it's usher to go get it. Why? Because it's not mine, it belongs to the Aniyim. What do you mean it belongs to the Aniyim? It's mine, I worked for it. That's what the Torah demands. And maybe one could say it's because it was never mine. Or nothing's ever really mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a certain amount, and this is the amount that you have, but make sure you give to all of my other needy people. You give to the Kohanim, and to the Levim, and to the Aniyim. That's the mitzvah. That's Shechecha. That's Leket. That's Truma and Meiser. All of these. It's my stuff. Why do I have to give it? And it might even be Aser and Misa V'dei Shemayim in certain cases. Not by Shechecha. But that is, this mitzvah is part of that rubric. You can't go back. It's yours? No. It's not yours. It's not yours. And even if you take it, as we'll learn today, you have to give it back. You can't keep it. Good. That's the Ashkafa behind the mitzvah. L'maisa, l'maisa, why haven't we heard of those who do Shechecha today? In Chutz La'aretz for sure, but even in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the tour. There's one little simon in Yaradeya, simon Shin Lamed Beis. Right between mitzvah, the halachas of Chumas and Maestris, which are very lengthy, that is halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, Rabbi Yosef Cairo lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Reishis Hageiz, which also is l'maisa, Shem Lama Gimel, in Eretz Yisrael, in terms of the first shearings, as we have discussed in past shiurim. But Shin Lamed Beis says the one simon on Hilchas Matnes Aniyim. Matnes Aniyim, Shehem, Leket Shicha Upeya, Uperet V'ololos, says the Torah quoting the Rambam. Kasava Rambam, for the first parak of Hilchos Matnes Aniyim, E Noagin Min HaTorah Ela Ba'aretz, Mida Oraisa, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Uba Chutz La'aretz, E Mida Rabbanan, and a Chutz La'aretz, it is Derabbanan. Why? And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam in full. Umaisris, all that's the Rambam, quoted here in the Torah and in the Beis Yosef. What if there are no poor people? You don't have to leave them. This isn't like Manas Kahuna, which has an Isser related to it. The Trumas Meiser, Chala. No, it's Manas Aniyim. You have to give it for the Aniyim. But if there are no Aniyim, you don't have to leave it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shilamed Beis, Leket Shicha Opeya. Im Ein Aniye Yisrael Mitsuyim Sham. If there are no Jewish Aniyim that are there, then Lithlam, Ein Sarach Lanicham, you do not have to leave them there. That is the Shulchan Aruch. But then the Torah has another line, and there's a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, how to understand this line. Because so far, all we could say is it sounds like maybe the Shulchan Aruch is only referring to Chutz Laaretz. If there's the Ramah, he says, in Midaraisas and Eretz Yisrael and Chazor is only Drabanan, and therefore there are no Aniyim, you don't have to leave it there. Sounds like the Ramah was talking about on a Drabanan level. But then the tour adds, V'ha'idna, a Nogin Bohen, and today we don't do it, Lefi, Sheharov, Gayim, Im Yanichum, Yavo, Gayim, B'Yitzlum. Right, if the other nations, so the other nations, obviously we have to you know, be respectful with and deal with them, but to give them extra, the mandated stucca, is that also apply to them? So no, that does not apply to them. We don't have to go soak above and beyond, like we've spoken about in past mitzvahs relating to Shemitah and to Ribbis. But says the Torah, therefore he can leave them. The Beis Yosef seems to understand this line of the Torah as also referring to Chutz La'aretz. Says the Beis Yosef, V'yodef shalomar, Da'ar kalo amru de b'chutz la'aretz chayav, V'nela b'chutz la'aretz hasmucha la'aretz, D'kashem shechayav es b'chumas and maestros, Chayav es b'matanos. Abba b'mekom was a rechokim, K'shem p'shem b'dermi t'umas and maestros, Dermi matanos. He seems to be explaining and expanding on that line of the tour as referring to chutz la'aretz as well. But the Darki Moshe, the Ramah writes, no, V'li nire, the Rabbeinu shekasav, V'ha'idna einohagim, the last line, that we don't do it today, Ratzolomar, Ein Noagim Klal, Afilu Be'eretz Yisrael, V'yim Kain Ein Inyan L'tam Shekasav Beis Yosef. So forget the Beis Yosef. The Torah here is talking about even in Eretz Yisrael, and that is what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. Why don't we do this even in Eretz Yisrael? Nobody does Lekat Shechen Peah today. Why not? Because, says the Ramah, V'ha'idna, quoting the Torah, Ein Noagim Bahem, L'fisha Rov, Harov, Ovdei Golchavim, V'manichem Yavo, Ovdei Golchavim, V'yitzlam. Right, that's not the normal way that people get stuck up today. Right, if it would go back to that time, fine, but people get stuck up from organizations and from other avenues, but because they don't get stuck in that way, so therefore the mitzvah disappears. They're not going to be waiting at the field. If you leave it there, it's just going to get rotten. So there's no mitzvah in that circumstance. Before we get into the actual chinuch, just to focus on one diak also that the Nesiv has. The Nesiv notes that in our mitzvah, the end of our mitzvah of Shechacha, in the all the areas of grain and olives and grapes, the Torah says, remember that you were an Eved Mitzrayim, meaning you were taken advantage of, you didn't have anything, treat people properly. The Netziv says, before we get to his diuk, you were in Mitzrayim, it would have been great for you, im hayu ha-mitzriyim manichin otcha, lefa'er ula'olel achar karmeyim. Wouldn't it have been great if the Mitzriyim would have left the little grapes that fell down and the bundles? You would have loved that! It would have been great, it would have been so much better! So it's the same thing with the aniyim today. Al-kein yishlocha l'dnai kenim sha'arei nidka'im. And that's why you should do the same thing with the other people who are oppressed. But then the Netziv points out, why here, pasachav beis, it says, remember that you were an eved in Eretz Mitzrayim. Go back a few psukim. Go back 5 psukim. Right after the Torah said, do not twist the judgment of a ger or a yatom and don't take a mashkon of an almana. The Torah also says, v'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa b'mitzrayim. V'yiftecha Hashem l'kecha, Hashem redeemed you, and therefore I command you this. Why earlier? Amazing diuk. Why earlier it said, b'mitzrayim. You were an eved in Mitzrayim, so be careful. And here it says you were an eved in Eretz Mitzrayim. What's the emphasis? Says the Netziv is davar pashut. Here we're talking about mitzvahs that have to do with the ground. In Eretz Mitzrayim, and then they didn't give you, and you would have loved to have. Umishamachik sivkan be'eretz Mitzrayim. V'lokamo b'pasuk yudchaz b'mitzrayim. D'sham midaber rak b'masha yinu geirim b'kerev anshe Mitzrayim. We were amongst the Egyptians, and therefore that's why you just said Mitzrayim there. V'kan midaber shlo haiso lanu eretz. The Karim Bezayas, this is emphasizing that we didn't have any land. The Nechsafnu, we would have yearned and loved. Los Eislana Perit Va'olos, we would love to have a little bit. And we didn't, but that's why it says Eretz Mitzrayim, and not just Mitzrayim. Okay, so now let's get into the actual Isser. So today is the Isser of returning. Los Hashem Lekachta, the Isser of returning and taking from the field after I have already forgotten it there. The Torah says, you're not allowed to go back, you have to leave it. Says the chinuch. Shenim nanu milakachas omer ha-shechacha. We can't take the bundles from shechacha. Shenim amar. V'shachachto omer basadeh. Losa shelakachto. Umitza shechacha higamkin be'ilan. It's with the trees also. Remember, not shechacha, but leket, rus. was found out, Boaz recognized that Ruth was somebody special because she knew the halachas of Matnas Aniyim. Lechat Shechem Peah, she only took two, she didn't take three, all the different details, but she knew these halachas about Matnas Aniyim, and she didn't take more than she deserved to take. So Lechat Shechem Peah, this is a litmus test. Good. There are many halachos related to this that we could go into. Let's mention a few of them. The Gemara tells us, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Dalet, the Gemara tells us, mentions a brisa of all the items that are within the world of Balta Acher. The Isser of once 5 different days in the Tanoim, but once Yantif, or all three Chagim in order, all the different days in the Tanoim, on Daf Dalet, in the brisa in Rosh Hashanah, what is subject to Balta Acher? So obviously, if I obligate myself to bring a Karbon, an Erech, a Cherem, a Hektish, Chattas, Asham, all these karbanos, but also on the list is Bechor, Meiser, Pesach. The Gemara talks about those. And then last, Leket, Shechcha, Upeya. The Matnas Aniyim are subject to Balta Acher. And the question that Rishonim ask is, what do you mean Balta Acher? You're not allowed to take the Matnas Aniyim. You have to leave them in the field. You have to leave the bundle that you forgot. So what do you mean it's subject to Balta Acher? You left it there. It's not like you promised to do anything. It's not like you have to give it to anybody. The mitzvah is to be mashir it, not to take it and give. You didn't promise here to do anything. So what's the case here that, let's say, Shechacha, which is our mitzvah, is subject to Balta Acher? So Tosfos has 3 different opinions there in Dalet Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Chayav laniach basada, di'ishakilahu, aver below sase. You took it by mistake, or by aveira, on purpose, by accident, either way, but now you're going to get another aveira. You violated today's mitzvah, lo sasha lakachto, but now you have to get rid of it, you have to give it to the aniyim. So that's the case. You have to give it back. Because it's not yours. Oh, you took it, so now it's finished. Now it's not shichacha anymore. No, it still is shichacha. Even if you took it, you have to get rid of it. It doesn't belong, as we started off today's discussion. It doesn't belong to me, as the Gemara talks about in the beginning of Temura. Right? You violate Bal Ta'acher. Same thing with Peah. If I would cut off the corner and take it. The Gemara says elsewhere, "V'im lo hifrish peyam min hakama, mafrish min haumrim, o min hakri." If I didn't take it while it was standing, I have to take it from the bundles or from the factory. And this Balta Acher, that's one. One pshat, how could you violate Balta Acher by shechacha? Number 2 says Tosas, "V'od yesh lafarish, d'shak al beheter, kegon d'leka aniyim, v'azika b'Balta Acher." Okay, what happens, man, is that? Whatever zman is that, I took my shechacha. And then tomorrow, Bezdin or Mashiach gets up and the Bezdin announces, we're going to start all the Matnas Aniyim again because, you know, this is how we want to give the tzedakahs out. So maybe, it could be maybe not because at the time of the chiyuv you already putter, but let's say you got it beheter, so now you have to give it to them. So you're going to violate Balta Acher now, number 2. Or third pshatos says, what if you collected it for the Aniyim? There were no Aniyim here, but you knew there were Aniyim in the next town, so you collected it to give to the Aniyim. So how long are you allowed to keep it in your house before you have to get rid of it and give it to the Aniyim? That's Balta Acher, all the different days in the Tanoim. So that is, what are we passing about Balta Acher? So the Ritva there on that Gemara says we pass like Reb Shimon, who says you need Kisidron, Pesach Shavuot Sukkis. If I make any of these Nidarim, or let's say I gather the Shechacha before Sukkis, then I have Sukkis, Pesach Shavuot Sukkis, right? It's got to be in order. The Rambam doesn't mention order, he just mentions 3. Sounds like from the Rambam that he passes like the opinion that you need 3 chagim, but you don't need them in order. Number 1. Some other halachas related to Matnas Aniyim, related to Shechacha. The Rambam tells us in Perek He. Perek He of Matnas Aniyim is all about Shechacha. Says the Rambam, what if I'm cutting and harvesting at night? I can't see. And I forgot. I forgot a bundle there. Is that called forgetting? We learned yesterday a little bit. If for some external reason the ani blocked it so I would forget, or the wind blew something else on it, that's not called shechacha. It's not my fault. There's an external force that's blocking it. That's not called shechacha. And I could go and take it. But what happens if it's nighttime? So I'm doing this to myself. I know I'm going at night. You're cutting and you forgot to cut, or you bundled and you forgot to bundle. So then you know. And then you forgot it. That's going to be called real shechacha. Or a blind man is cut that forgot. Yesh lohem shechacha. These are all shechacha. It's all shechacha, and therefore you have to leave it. V'chol ha'omer, and then he even adds. Hareini kotcha manash ani shochech ani notel. What if a person tries to make a tanai? Right, it's based on the Mishnah. Right, what if I make a tanai on condition that whatever I forget is still mine? It's not called shechacha. What's the halacha? Yesh lo shechacha taflak. That is, Shekhala Matha, Machakasa Batorah, Tsno Batel. you make a tznai and what the Torah tries to halacha doesn't work. Right, maybe Darash HaMamon would work, but this is not purely Darash HaMamon. Right, and therefore, it is a, you have to leave it even though you didn't want to. Just like if somebody starts to get married, Almanath, I don't have the responsibilities of a regular chassan, then you're married and the tznai falls away. Tough luck. Right, you can't say that you are going to change the rules of the Torah. Right, this, oh, whenever you mention this principle of Matha Bashkazava Torah, the question that's asked by the Rishonim is, okay, he tried to make a Tznai based on what it says in the Torah, and it didn't work. You can't do that. So why do we say the Maisa is Chala and Tznai is Batal? Why don't we just say the whole thing doesn't count? Amanas, I'm going to marry you on condition that I don't have obligations. So we say the Tznai is thrown out. So he shouldn't be married. We say he's married and he still has the obligations. No, why don't we say he's not married? So here, he collected and he said no Shechacha. So what should we say? Here's a little harder because it's a metzias. He cut. But maybe we should say that you have to start the clock again. Start the clock again. Now collect and see if there's going to be Omer or not. Why do we say no? It is a collection and you have to leave what you forgot as the Omer. So Tosfos explains that. Tosfos and Ksubis. We mentioned this many times. Daf Nun Vav. Tosfos says the whole idea of a tznai is a chiddush. I do an act today. I put a ring on a woman's finger. Hari amukudeshesli. I'm married. All of a sudden say the effect of this act should only work if it rains, if you give me money, if... Why should... Oh, concept of Tznai is a Chiddush. We learned it now from Bnei Gadim and Reuven, but the whole thing is a Chiddush. So Tosfos says, if something happens to that Tznai that it doesn't work, the Tznai falls away, because the Maisa should be Kayim no matter what. And it's a Chiddush that we can even have Tznai. Says Tosfos on the first wide lining, Subas Nun Vav, V'yomeri, D'ilav D'yalfinan Mitznai Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven, if we wouldn't have learned the concept of Tznai from the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Hava Amina D'shum Tznai Einu Mevatel HaSamaisa, I would think that there's no condition that's allowed to nullify the act, V'yafilu Lo Yiskayim Besof HaMaisa Kayim. I would think that even if you make it Tznai, there's no such thing as a Tznai, you did the act. How could a condition, a fulfillment later on, affect the act? But Vahashta Dialfina Mehasan de Bahani Tznai Lavatal Maisa, now that we do have the Chiddush of Tznai, we limit it. Tznai only works based on if it doesn't go against what it says in the Torah. Amrina de Dafka Ksheino Masa Mashakasaba Torah. Dumya de Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven. Shalom Hiso Mashakasaba Torah. But if somebody would make a condition al Masha Mashakasaba Torah, then you go back to the original din without the Chiddush of Torah, that no tznai should work. And that's why here too, we say, even if he makes a tznai, Mishnah says, and the Rambam quotes it, in Perakei Halacha Tes, Perakei Halacha Ches, of Matnas Aniyim, if he tries to do it without with that condition, it does not work, and it is neged HaTorah. Also, an important Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Peah, that's where all the halachas are, of Shechacha, Perakei Halacha Dalet. What happens if somebody's traveling, and they have no money? Over makom. He has to take all the manas aniyim. Is he allowed to? If somebody's poor, he's on the road. He's really not poor. He has money at home, but there's no ATMs available, and he has to eat now. So the halacha is he's allowed to take. He's allowed to take right now. He's an ani right now. What about when he gets back home? Ukishayachzer lebeiso yishalim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says when he gets back home, he has to pay. Who does he pay? Who does he pay? He took Chicham and the other owners? No, the Mepharshim say he has to pay the aniyim of that city. He has to make it up to the aniyim of that city. That's what the Tiferet Yisrael says right here. Laniya Iro. That's Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim. And we pass like the chachamim say no. Ani haya ba'osa shah. He was an ani at that moment. When he took the shechacha, he was an ani. Doesn't have to pay back. Midas chasidus to pay back? That's a good question. But first, Shemir, on the side of the Mishnah, discuss whether there's a Midas Chasidus to pay back. According, is that only Rabbi Eliezer? Is that even according to the Rabbanan? But that is Ani Ubosa Shah. And just in case we think that this does not come up at all, Amaisa, the Chashuki Chemed in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Hey, there discusses the following case where it comes up. A woman has a baby, Mazel Tov, and the husband and they don't have too much money. And they had a baby boy, and she comes home, and at the Shalom Zachar, there's a man who's sitting next to Reuven, the father. And Reuven said, you know what, my wife would love to be in the hospital for another couple of days. Right, but we just don't have enough money to pay for it. So I wish, right after Shabbos, the friend brings over a check for 3 nights in the special Beit HaChlama where the woman could go for 3 days. So she goes, she's so excited, she goes for 3 days, and at the end when she goes to check out, she gives the check, she's giving the check to the cashier, and the cashier says, I don't understand, don't you have such and such insurance? Yes. So they give you 3 days in the hospital. You don't need this money. You don't need this. Take it, keep the check. The woman goes home and says, wow, she tells her husband. Now the question is, do they have to give back to the check to the gvir? The one who gave it, did he only give it al das for this? But now they know, they don't have to pay for it. So, do they have to return the money? Says Rav Zilberstein, it's our Mishnah. We paskin on Yuba Osa Shah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, a reshit and gimel. Habala bayis aholik mi makom lo makom, v'kalu mosa v'aderech v'ein lo ma yochal, yitold staka. U'kesheyachsu lebeiso, eino chayev l'shalem. Tavli ka'ani v'asher, she'eino chayev l'shalem. The hashir. Right, he's like an ani, but so he got something now. But you know, at the time, this husband and wife were ani u'ba'osa shah, and therefore, it is okay. And therefore, and you might even say, the Rav Zilberstein said, it's like overflow. Like the Mishnayos and Shkalim say, Moser Shavui, Moser Shkalim. This is Moser, but it still belongs to them. Okay, a couple of important issues relating to Shechacha. The Chinuch then goes into here and discusses, if one violates Shechacha, it is a lav hanitak la'asei. V'zeh alavu min alavim hanitakam la'asei. Shekol mi she'avar v'lokach ha'shechacha chayav la'achzer osal aniyim. You've got to give it back to the aniyim. And therefore, you're not going to get malchus for this. If you can no longer fulfill the mitzvah, either what the Gemara calls kimu velo kimu, meaning somehow you were going to fulfill it and then it got lost by itself, or bitlo velo bitlu, you destroyed it. So in those cases, then you're going to get malchus, because now it is you have destroyed the possibility for the assay, and all that's left is a los assay, and therefore you would get malchus. Good. These are the two mitzvos related to the concept of shichacha. Next time we get into, back to Bezdin a little bit, the mitzvah of giving malchus to Rishayim, as we continue with 20 mitzvahs left in our mitzvah shiurim.